I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yotus B, we're back. Sportive time. John's here. Say hello, John.
Hello, John. That joke gets old in my book, ever.
That's good. 8 seconds it took us to have a miserable dad joke.
Miserable. And I love it every
very
time.
We're very excited to welcome back into the fold our very good friend, Chicken Fingers. Hi, Chicken.
When I heard that you guys were having a Timberwolves episode, I told my secretary, I said, cancel all my meetings. Clear my schedule.
Hold all my calls. Throw my Rolodex in the river.
It's Bros and Turds night, and I shan't miss it. We will get to that. Our friend Stu wanted to tell you that he's not here tonight because he's working out the contractual details of becoming the new head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yep.
Whoops.
Was his
yikes
joke from afar.
Oopsie doodle.
Couldn't be any worse.
Why would you ever want to become the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders?
I mean, we've seen Stu's text messages, at least to us. He's never said anything super incriminating. I don't know if he knows his X's and O's at all, but he does have a leg up in that direction, in that department.
He's big on the game tape.
Best of luck.
The All-22.
He loves just eating tape. So best of luck to him. We'll see him in 8 months when Mark Davis fires him. Is that his name, Mark? The guy with that little tiny little boy haircut?
Mark Davis might be the funniest of all of the ownership group as a whole across all of the sports leagues it's an objectively funny group, but Mark Davis might be the funniest single person in that whole group.
Yeah, if we prepared content for this, which we haven't, and our promise to you is we won't ever, it would be fun to do like a most ridiculous owners list or draft or something. I do think you're right, he'd be the number one pick. But anyway, that's something for a better podcast to do.
It is utterly amazing how horrifying so many of them are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the going in is probably a terrible person or ridiculous person.
Right.
Right. Well, speaking of the NFL, let's talk Vikings. I don't even know where to begin with yesterday's game. I did watch a fair amount of it, as you know, just doing research for this podcast, to which we're all very committed. And even having watched it and having thought about it, I still don't even know what to say about it. So let me just say the Vikings won against the Detroit Lions on a last-second field goal from Greg Joseph. Bailed us all out of our misery, or maybe made it worse and just prolonged the misery. John, I know that you've been sleeping through most Vikings games recently.
Right.
Did you watch this?
I slept through part of it, and then I was going to the Loons game. And so I had to leave before the game was over to go get down to the stadium. But by the time I got there, it had become clear. A current ran through the stadium as everyone realized that the Vikings had won, and nobody could quite believe the manner in which the whole game had happened. Maybe that was just
instant
me.
Lore.
Maybe I'm projecting.
Chicken, did you see it?
Oddly, I did not. I was busy. I couldn't even listen. I saw, I literally saw the last 3 minutes. That's all
okay.
I saw.
Okay.
which...
Yeah, that's really the only parts worth seeing.
Apparently it was, and sat there with my mouth open. horrified at what I was watching. At the
it has to be.
Yeah, what do you...
It absolutely has to be the worst win in Vikings history.
Well, the odd part, to me, was also that they then cut to the Packers-Bengals game, which was just as... So I sat down and watched like 20 minutes of just some of the worst professional football that's ever in the history of the league. Just the most remarkably bad football. Coupled with remarkably good comeback quarterback play and horrible kicking and bad defense and then great quarterbacking and then horrible quarterbacking and then fumbles. Just
all in a row. We have been on the band kicker train for a long time, been driving the train, and that was a really good week for us. We don't want kicking involved in the NFL at all. Ugh. Really, really bad news. Although I suppose it ended up working out well for the Vikings. My question for you is, what is the verdict of Rube Nation this morning? Is it a win is a win, not a big deal, still have a little bit of hope in the season?
No.
Or that is...
No.
Okay, because I know that we don't think that.
The W
I'm just
is
wondering if
irrelevant.
The, yeah.
Yes, the W may have never... It might as well have never happened.
It was embarrassing.
Rube Nation is completely turned on this team.
It's a dark day in Rube Nation.
I don't know.
Who do you think they're turning on? All of them? Everybody?
Yeah, I think, as is the Rube's want, it's the coach. Right? They don't think beyond that. Although I think if you reminded them of the front office, then they go, oh, yeah, and him too. Fire all of them.
Yeah, while
too.
We're at it.
Yeah. I mean, I think but the majority of their anger is directed at Zimmer. But yeah, I don't think it's because they like Rick. I think it's because they've forgotten about him, and if reminded.
My gosh, is Rick Spielman a survivor?
That guy.
Things go wrong every year in the exact same way, and he just keeps on showing up for work every day, and somehow he still has an office every day when he gets there. Just unbelievable.
I asked Rand this. I don't know if you saw this message, and I don't know the answer to it, but somebody had asked, was questioning. I'm not going to say pondering because that's a poor choice of words in this circumstance.
Yes, that's a different thing we're talking, Spielman. Oh.
Okay, we had a slight audio issue. Call got dropped, and we are back. Hopefully you didn't hear it on your end. We were in the middle of some ranting and raving, but we panicked so much. I'm in a full flop sweat at this point, so just to send you a little bit behind the curtain here, just immediately drenched in sweat because I'm so nervous at technical issues. But let's get back on the train and continue complaining about the Vikings. My question was, so you think that the Rubes have turned on Mike Zimmer and maybe Spielman. They wouldn't care either way if you said, oh, he got fired too. They go, oh, okay, cool. That's about the end of it.
I think the question... So, yeah, when we got dropped, where I was going with this, the question I had was, if Zimmer is fired and Rick Spielman retains his job and they decide to go a new direction at quarterback, how many NFL general managers, modern-day NFL general managers, have had the opportunity to draft or sign 4 separate franchise quarterbacks?
It has to be
a short list. I mean, typically, a new GM comes in, picks a coach, and picks a quarterback. And if it fails miserably, if it burns to the ground miserably, they're all let go, right or wrong, right? That's the narrative of the modern NFL. Either you succeed with the coach and quarterback that you pick, or you don't. Mm-hmm. Spielman picked Christian Ponder, a high pick. He picked Teddy, and for whether you say was a fluke, you know, the knee injury or a failure, that's okay. And now he's picked Kirk Cousins. Whether you say that's a failure or not, I think if Rick is fired, it will be because Kirk is seen as a failure. If Rick is eventually fired, it'll be seen. One of the reasons will be signing Kirk to such a large contract. If he's not fired and Kirk is let go, then Rick will be given the opportunity to sign or draft a fourth franchise quarterback. So long as you don't view Kellen Mond as a franchise quarterback. And if you do, then Rick will be allowed to pick a fifth franchise quarterback.
Uh-huh. What was Mond was a like third or fourth round pick?
Third round. I don't think you could. But I suppose there's rubes out there who maybe see him, and that's fine. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. But
still a pretty high draft pick for just a guy who's not even going to get a chance, I guess.
Yeah, so how many modern-day NFL general managers have been allowed to pick four? It can't be many.
Yeah, can't be many. Nope. Unless you're counting Jerry Jones, who is his own general manager for mostly.
Without winning a Super Bowl, without winning a title.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Or even appearing in a Super Bowl.
Even Belichick has been Brady the whole time, and now this is his second guy.
Right. That's pretty rare.
Well, that would be, yeah. Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, Spielman strikes me as, every so often you'll see a story about, like, a guy who has worked for, I don't know, like a telegraph company for the last 65 years just because it got absorbed into like an AT&T office or something and they forgot about him. And it turns out he's been managing zero telegraphs for the last 40 years, but he's been showing up for work every day. He's a survivor. Nobody knows what he does. Nobody knows why he's still there. He's just still hanging around. And finally, one day somebody opens the door and they're like, "What are you doing here?" Boy, it's hard to explain. I've been waiting for some telegraph information since 1973.
Yeah. Purgatory, man. We've talked about it, but it's just they're mired in it just as much this year as the past X amount of years. They're not a big enough disaster. They're never great. It's just this is what it is. At least this week was interesting. I guess I can give them that. There was a lot of drama to how insane this past week was.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't. They seem like they were pretty, I don't know, entertaining for the first few weeks. A little bit more high scoring games. Cousins was playing excellent, and I don't think anybody really expected him to continue to be like a top three quarterback in the league or anything. But still, they just so quickly reverted to the same dumb, boring Vikings. It was even last week with the Browns. They have a. Supposedly had a good defense. They just gave up like 100 points to the Chargers, so who knows? That was somewhat understandable. And this is the one where it was just very much like a screeching back-to-earth game. And they are who they are now. That's it. They'll never not be this Vikings team as far as I'm concerned or aware. Like, what? Nothing's going to change, right?
I don't know what it would be. What would that look like? Like, give me a scenario. I don't... I can't even close my eyes. It's not like there's some guy that was injured. I guess Delvin is injured, but he was there before, and they were like this. There's nobody that they're waiting on to come save the day. So I don't know what that would look like.
Now, Chicken, you've been a very big defender of our guy Mike Zimmer.
Mm-hmm.
How are you handling this on the Twitter sphere? Are you continuing to grapple with the rubes that are yelling about him, or have you given up?
Gave up. Yeah, no. If they come at me, you know, I'll defend it, but I'm not actively seeking them out. There's just too many. It's
right overwhelming.
Full time job, but yeah, if brought to me, you know, I will defend him to the death. But
still to the death.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I guess that's the only level you have of defense, though. You're not a kind of half in, half out guy.
Nah, no, not anymore. Back in college.
Sure. Well, you've all matured. No gray area for you anymore, is what I'm saying.
No. You know, and I don't let on this way too often or open myself up, but.
Sure.
But what people will find is I'm a little could be stubborn.
Oh,
yeah.
Huh.
It's not a part of my personality I like to reveal.
We don't let that fly too high, but when it flies,
it's the first time hearing of this. We've been friends for a dozen years now.
Yeah. Don't admit.
Well, good for you.
Wrong? No. It's not something I.
I'm proud of you.
Necessarily out of one of my strengths. So I'd rather fight while still being wrong, then it apologize or admit that I'm wrong.
Do you defend the Clint Kubiak hiring? Is that one of the arrows in your quiver?
No. Rather than defend it, what I'd say is that it was hoisted upon Zimmer. It was a decision made outside
of
his control. Yeah,
I love that.
It was a
fuck yeah,
Rick decision.
Oh, that Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Just every goddamn thing he does.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I'm upset. That was a real waste of my time to watch that game. Bothered me. ended up at the very end of it hoping that the Lions won.
Yes.
Just to put me out of my, you know, just don't let these guys weasel out of this game where the running back just fumbled. They just took it from him. The one thing he needed to remember to do, he didn't do, and a million other problems
Amazing.
After that and bad coverage in the
myself,
2-point.
I found myself cheering harder for the Bengals to beat the Packers than for the Vikings to beat the Lions.
Oh, yeah. A lot of passion there. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Something. I just want to care again. I can rile myself up on a week-to-week basis on one game or another, depending on gambling or fantasy or something.
Sure.
But it's never the Vikings at this point. I really just want some young quarterback that other people doubt.
Yeah.
And we get some sort of cool, underappreciated GM and coach in the league that people
Bienemy
doubt.
Fields. You want Bienemy and you wanted that Fields. That would have been your dream.
Oh my god.
If you
Bienemy for sure, just cuz he's been doubted. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's our guy. He's a Minnesotan, he doesn't even know it.
Cuz he was, you know, his stock dropped.
Stock drop. Yep.
Overlooked. That's the guy you want.
Yep. And maybe kind of an underappreciated, under the radar GM in place. You know, a guy who's
wonk.
Never.
You want
to? I
want
a wonk. I don't need a.
Don't
I don't need
Rick.
A.
Yeah.
No, I don't need Rick. A. I don't need a young wonk. I don't need a young wonk. You know, just somebody who just is like not really tooting his own horn guy. He's a non-tutor.
You want an Ivy League. You want a guy who never played the game. Never, not once.
He hasn't even watched a game.
No,
he's never watched a game of football.
You want
That's
MIT?
It. That's what I want.
Harvard
pocket protector.
Yale. Wonk.
The whole thing. One of those weird, just a super crisp sideways haircut.
Sweater. Zero respect. No respect from the players.
Paperless.
None.
iPad for everything. Even the pencil, it's one of those Apple pencils.
Yep.
Uploaded to the cloud. You know.
I do.
One of those guys. I want one of those guys. And I want I just want something to be like, to feel like super excited. And even like trying to convince my 9-year-old to care. I don't, my heart's not in it right now. I'm like, just go play Madden. It's fine. This is boring. He's like, all right, see you later.
Yep.
So we watch 10 minutes of the Vikings every week.
I hope
move
it was
on
the
to
end. I hope it was the right 10.
Yeah.
Because
I did stick around this time. He was gone.
For local football fans to have to endure that Bowling Green football game for the Gophers, which was the worst football game I've ever seen in my life. And then
I'm so glad I missed that one.
And then this Vikings Lions fiasco that I've only heard about. But already it's become legendary for its horribleness and boringness.
It was
bad. I want to give a special shout out to any remaining Detroit Lions fans out there that not only have endured the worst loss in NFL history this year, but now they have a loss in which the team that won, it was their worst loss of the season somehow.
We are
Can you imagine being a
and
Lions
so
fan?
Sad.
Your team lost, and the other team's fans are utterly livid about the whole thing.
Uh huh. They wanted you to win, and you still couldn't win.
Right.
You
had the backs of
both
fan bases.
You both know how this feels.
Yes.
As Timberwolves fans.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Lions.
You both know exactly how.
Lions
there
fans
must be
are the
Sacramento Kings fans who there must have been some game where they wanted the coach fired, and the Wolves eked out a loss somehow against the Kings.
Yep. So mad about it.
Yep. So there, know how they
there
feel.
Has to be it at least one happened. Game in Timberwolves history where the Timberwolves lost and the other team fired their coach anyway.
Yeah, like we got a pretty good comeback in the fourth quarter, and they're like, forget it. Yeah, they end up winning by 11, but they were up by 65.
This 10-point win has made it clear to me that so-and-so can no longer lead our franchise properly.
Oh, man. Okay, so our in summary, even Rube Nation has turned on this pathetic Vikings team, but there's nowhere else for us to go. Now, I have another question for you. Chicken, I'll ask you first. Did you see the Kirk Cousins, Mike Zimmer, I'm going to use sarcastic air quotes here, celebration at the end of the game?
Yes.
The video?
Yes.
Can you explain to me what you think happened?
My belief is that, and Brandon, I'm going to call maybe on your experiences. You've been playing organized sports now for 50 plus years.
Yep, that's true.
You've run across a lot of different teammates. You've had teammates who are just kind of awkward, right? Just,
oh yeah,
like yeah. They're not necessarily bad people or terrible people. They're just like you've had teammates who are awesome, right? They just have a way about their perfect celly at the perfect time. They come up with the right quip.
Mm-hmm.
And then ones that are just the exact opposite. They just don't. And they might even be super talented. They're probably pitcher. It's probably a pitcher. I'd be shocked if it was like a shortstop. Like that's no. They're typically pretty cool.
They're normal. Yeah.
Shades on top of the bill, upside down.
Eye black. Fuck yeah.
Eye black. Cool as shit. Yeah. High socks. And then there's dorky baggy pants. Like. It just doesn't, jersey doesn't fit.
Tweener back, pants, not high, tweener, not low.
Yeah, not, back of the jersey never is always tucked, like it's kind of weird.
Glove is so floppy. Gloves, 45 years old.
No belt, like where did the belt, I don't know, I forgot his belts in the car.
Whatever.
Stuff like that. Just kind of dark, like, yeah. I think that's Kirk. I just think that's, he's just... It's not. He's not mean. He's not. He's just weird.
So dorky. Okay, so Kirk decides that he's just riled up, and he's a dork, and he goes over to coach.
Yes. So let's say you're playing like Meeseville, right? And you guys are chirping back and forth, and the quips are just awesome. Just Division I chirps back and forth. They're lobbing D1, Kirk. You're lobbing it back, and then your dork teammate says something like, and you're like, oh, for Christ's sake, Kirk.
Yeah.
Like, we don't, you look at him like, and you look at them, at the other team, and you're like, look, don't hold this guy against us. That's Kirk.
Hey, why don't you rake your bullpens? Like, what the fuck are you, dude?
What?
Huh? Now?
Yes. That's it. Kirk is the why don't you rank your bullpens guy.
Yeah.
And it's not, it wasn't, there's no ill intent. I think he was all riled up and it just looked weird.
And so that was his, he's just a weird dork. Mm-hmm. And instead of celebrating with his teammates, he had to go celebrate with his coach. Okay, that's fine. That happens once in a while. Now, okay, so that's half of the equation. Mm-hmm. A guy a little too riled up and doesn't really know how to celebrate. That totally squares with who we know, Kirk Cousins. Now, what was Mike Zimmer? What was his headspace on this one?
Well, as a as somebody who aspires to be Mike Zimmer someday,
sure, yeah.
I think we need to point out at this point here, just to recap, Kirk Cousins is a professional athlete, and Mike Zimmer is a 65-year-old man with health problems. So let's just know that. Going into this discussion.
discussion.
And I hope if it wasn't already obvious, please just press pause and go watch that video and then come back if you need to know what we're talking about. I'm sure everybody does at this point, but please just. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now get back. Okay, so now we're Mike Zimmer.
Don't touch me. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get your fucking hands off me. The hell's the matter with you? That's how I'd feel. Like, why are you grabbing me? Don't grab me. I don't care who the fuck you are, how big you are. That's what I think. Like, what are you, what?
I know. Just doing that to Zimmer would be like hugging the guy at the end of the bar at the bowling alley. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. No. He doesn't want a hug.
No. Yeah, it's like you're in a national park and you decide to try to high-five a bear. This will work out. High five. Yeah, because I think they both, and I'm like half in on the quote, so I maybe didn't see all of it, but I think they both try to play it off like, oh, no, we were excited. No, mm-hmm. Zimmer 100% was like, you get the fuck away from me, right?
Yes. Immediately. Yes.
And then one guy kind of like grabbed him like, oh, whoa, Mike.
Yeah.
Let's not get into a weird fight, even though neither of you are actually mad at each other.
And I think Kirk may have even said something that Mike misconstrued as, because Kirk's a dork, right? He doesn't say the right words.
Yep.
And I don't think he would go up to the coach and like be, I don't know. I don't think he'd try to show him up. I think he probably just said something like, go rake your bullpens. Mike took it in the heat of the moment. That's what the fuck? Get away from me.
Hey, time for you to go find the other coach. I know. I know you're yelling at me.
I've been doing this a long time. I know this is the next thing.
Yeah. The game's over. I get it. That's,
I'm going with the rake the bullpens theory.
Okay. Yeah. Because it did. Yeah. The quotes made it sound like Zimmer tried to pretend like, yeah, no, we were just, you know, having fun. But he definitely did not look like he was having fun. There was one guy who was in a kind of an aggressive but fun shove. And then the other one was definitely not a fun shove.
Yep.
Oh God, it was I just loved it. I watched it a bunch of times. I loved it so much. Mike got so mad. Which again, he's a 60-something-year-old guy with some heart problems. Don't scare him like that. Don't scare any old people like that ever. No shoving that aggressively. I don't care how happy you are.
It was like a summer wedding. A wedding reception in the summer, it's outdoors, and your drunkest, stupidest friend is playing cornhole with your drunk uncle, and they're trying to celebrate because they just want a cornhole. Mm-hmm. It's just going poorly, and everyone else at the wedding is horrified.
Mm-hmm. Drunk wedding cornhole is the most Ortonville thing I think I've ever heard.
Yep, that was
at the wedding reception, you've got cornhole. That is... Yep.
I realized about halfway through that joke that it was pretty country.
Oh no, John.
Pretty country.
Just keep going. Oh boy.
Well, you see you and all your drunk buddies show up at the wedding dance that they're not invited to.
And he's and got stock wheels on his truck.
They can't go inside, of course. They're not allowed.
Right.
Boots are too dirty. The dirty farm boots they're wearing. Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a bummer that the Vikings are not fun because the rest of the NFL has been fun this year. I've been getting a little bit more into it than I have been in years past.
What's fun?
As always, my theory is that actually nobody really likes watching, well, most people don't actually like watching football. They like watching good quarterbacks.
Okay.
Any defensive running game, for the most part, is like, yeah. I don't know. Unless you hurdle a guy or some guy has a 95-yard touchdown. Not for me. We like watching good quarterbacks. And there's a lot of guys who, if I look on the guide and I know that team is playing, I am interested in watching, at least for a little bit. Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. I know Russell Wilson's hurt, but he's usually fun enough. But Justin Herbert is a real blast. I love watching that guy. Lamar Jackson does some weird stuff, at least interesting enough. He's crazy fast. Some of his throws, little Donovan McNabb-like. Remember that season we had Donovan McNabb, and he would just like short hop dudes constantly?
Yikes.
A little bit of that. But then he makes up for with other stuff. Kyler Murray, absolute stud.
Fun.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, I'm probably missing a couple other pretty awesome guys, but yeah, it's been better than I think in years past, just because there's at least like three or four more good quarterbacks than I think. And then some of the other guys that I've never really liked watching, like Ben Roethlisberger, now he just kind of sucks, so I don't have to. He's not like on national TV as often.
Sure.
It hasn't been so far, so it's been good. He's kind of boring. But yeah, it's just been better, I think, a little bit. But who knows? They'll all be injured or dead in the next 3 weeks, I'm sure, now that I say that. Okay. Is that it for the NFL, Vikes?
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. Good. Well, it depends. What's next?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We have to turn it over to our local official footy correspondent, John, to talk through the soccer disaster.
I think it was bad news. It was real bad.
I think it was bad. Now, I have zero context of what actually happened, and I purposely didn't look it up so I could hear it from you. John, what happened?
Well, I'll try to explain it. So the Loons have had a couple of games this year where early on in the game, the other team has had a player sent off for various reasons. And during those games, the Loons have really struggled to score goals despite having a man advantage. So in this game, on Sunday's game, they went up 1-0 early, and then about 15 minutes into the second half, Colorado, the team they were playing, had a guy get sent off. So a cynical person would have looked at the situation and said, all right, they're up 1-0. The other team has just had a guy sent off. People would have probably been a cynical person would have said, you know, they're probably not going to score a goal because they never score a goal when they have a man advantage. I just hope they don't give up one. Well, the disastrous part here is not only did they give up one goal to the team that was shorthanded, they gave up three goals in the final 30 minutes and lost 3-1 to a shorthanded team. It was a capitulation. It was terrible. It was truly a disaster. The Loons, this is their fifth season in MLS, and they already have accumulated a Minnesota level collection of terrible losses. But I think if you were ranking their worst losses over the last 5 years, you'd start with losing to Seattle in the playoffs last year when they led 2-0 with a half hour to go and lost 3-2. And then the second worst would be the first home game they ever played in MLS where it snowed to beat hell, and they had a roster that was constructed entirely of Scandinavian guys because they were going to take advantage of the Minnesotan conditions, and they were going to build the team for the conditions, and it was snowing, and they lost 6-1 to the other expansion team from that year. That was the second worst one. But this, I think, has to be the third worst one. It was a big game, huge playoff implications, really a must-win game. And it's funny, last week on the podcast, right at the end, for the two people that made it that far, somebody asked my Loons opinion, and I said, well, I think they're honestly one of the better teams in the league. And they've had a lot of uneven results. And I wrote a fairly long article for Sunday's paper, too, where it was sort of setting up the playoff run of just saying, we've seen the good of this team and we've seen the bad of this team, and now going into the playoff run, they're going to show us what kind of team they are. And I sort of wrote it with that expectation in mind, that they're going to show us that they are one of the better teams in the league, a team that is going to be a really good team that is going to have something to say come playoff time, and that is not what happened. That is the exact opposite of what happened. It was absolutely terrible.
Ugh. That's a bummer. So motivation was obviously not the problem. What happened? Was just like just a bad out-hustled or bad scheme? How do you give up three shorthanded? That's unheard of, right? I mean, obviously. In any event is rare. So this seems to be like a huge disaster. What happened? Why did this happen to us, John?
The first one was a penalty kick, and that happened after – one guy beat three defenders, and it all sort of led to this penalty kick. And it's, you know, rare, but that kind of thing had happened. But then they started trying to press to score a second goal, and you sort of expected them to be able to.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Get that second goal, and not only did they miss a couple of good chances, I was there with a friend, and I said to my friend, well, the good news is they've had the ball three times since Colorado tied the game and won, and they should have scored on every one of those. They had a great chance and missed the net or otherwise screwed up, and they should have scored, and so they're pressing to get the second goal, and so I felt like, well, you know, they gave up this penalty, and that was an unfortunate event, but at least they'll get a second one here. And in pressing forward to get the second one, it seemed to me like about four different guys said, you know what, now that we have this man advantage, the one thing I don't have to do is play defense anymore. At least I'm done running for the day. And what that led to was a counterattack going the other way. And then the third goal was just the whole team was pressing forward, and it ended up being even the goalkeeper was forward and trying to get the ball forward, and the Colorado got it sort of past the goalkeeper and then just had an open field to score. So in that way, it was sort of an unfair result, but at the same time, Colorado was down to 10 men and still managed to score three goals. So it was terrible. It was utterly terrible. It was one of the worst games I have ever seen.
And oh, Jesus.
It was not only a terrible game, it was just so disheartening for the rest of the season. Like, you hope they make the playoffs, but one of the things I wrote about on Sunday was about how there really are not that many perennially decent franchises in MLS. There are a lot of perennially terrible franchises, and then there's a lot of sort of indifferent ones, and then there's a few that are really teams that can compete every year. And part of the reason for this is that there's a lot of mismanagement around the league, but another part of the reason is that there's a number of teams who really are trying to build with young guys and develop players that they can sell to other teams effectively outside in Europe or elsewhere that they can sort of use as a source of funds and build from within. Minnesota United doesn't do that. They basically don't do any of that. They've got a lot of old guys and a lot of veteran guys. They're a team that's built to win now, and so the disappointing thing is you look and you go, if they're not going to win now, there's no hope for the future either. It's a dispiriting situation, and they might still make the playoffs, and who knows what'll happen. They're still in a playoff place, and like I said, there's a lot of not very good teams, but it just is. It doesn't seem like they're building towards anything. And
yeah, a lot has changed. Recordings.
I'm afraid the chicken is dead. Brandon has. I'm going to check Twitter, but I'm guessing Brandon has tweeted four times while I was talking there.
Do you think I pull this too? No, never. Oh, yeah. I'm locked in, baby. It is funny. Things often change drastically between podcast recordings because we do it quarterly. This is 5 days later. You were legitimately so recently like, they're good, you guys.
I was
they're
pretty
good.
Stoked.
and you're completely out on him, which is kind of a John move. I do understand. We know that as longtime friends. I want to hear about what actually happened for playoff implications because of that game. You said they still may be able to make it.
Oh yeah, they still, seven teams make the playoffs and they're still in seventh place. Had they won like they should have, they would have gone up to fifth place. But one of the things that they have been talking about for weeks is wanting to get into the top four and be able to play one of their playoff games at home, home field advantage. They're not going to do that now. There's six games to go and they're 8 points behind fourth place, and they're not going to make that up unless Portland absolutely collapses and probably two other teams collapse as well. So I don't see that happening. And they've had home playoff games the last 2 years. So it's like I said, it's you sort of hope that they were building toward this thing like one of the sort of gold standard MLS teams like a Seattle or a Kansas City or a team that's just always there or thereabouts. And you don't want them to sort of take that step backwards to be one of those teams that is maybe sneaking into the playoffs, maybe not sneaking into the playoffs. It's not like they are missing anything or they're not having the resources to compete or even necessarily have a bad owner or a bad GM or anything. It seems like they've got everything in place in a way that not everybody else does, but if they're not going to get the results, then it just sort of calls the whole thing into question, like, where is the franchise headed? That was the kind of game it was. It makes you question where the whole franchise is going right now.
This is one of the grimmest updates you've ever given us in any sport.
That's not true. I've given far grimmer updates, like any time I've said anything about the Timberwolves for the past 14 years we've been doing this podcast.
I guess it's more the shock. I'm shocked at how grim it is, whereas the Timberwolves, yeah, we all know what we signed up for here. You were so happy.
I want to be happy.
Do you like
again
that I keep reminding you of that?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. They probably are still going to make the playoffs. They still are one of the favorites to make the playoffs, and if they're in the playoffs, then anything can happen. It did last year, and who knows? Sure. But they're running out of time to work out all the kinks and become this fighting machine that is going to tear through the playoffs. It's like they're still trying to get it together, and then the playoffs are going to start before they're really ready for them to be there.
Right. Okay, gotcha. What does the next week look like?
They've got a game on Saturday in Austin against the worst team in the Western Conference. And so
Austin.
Be more specific.
Yeah. Austin, Texas. Not Austin, Minnesota.
Hormeltown?
Yeah. Not against Spam FC.
Okay. All right. That's a W.
Yeah, you say that, but they've been terrible on the road. So it's like I said,
I believe
going into it 2 weeks ago, I would have been like, yeah, they should get 3 points there. But now, I don't know. What if they lose? They lost to Austin earlier this year. What if they do that again?
Faith. I have faith.
Everything is
a fluke.
I want to believe.
You're down, man.
I want to believe.
I know you do.
But we're hurting right now. Everybody's hurting right now.
I know. No, as we've mentioned, I've been there. You know what teams I cheer for? I've been there.
That Philadelphia 76ers series, the last couple years in the playoffs, have really hurt you.
No. I don't know why you did that. Why did you do that?
Because I'm a jerk.
It doesn't make any sense.
I'm just lashing out.
That's so irrelevant to the conversation. It's just, no. Out of nowhere.
No, let's explore this more. Let's explore this
area
more.
We're talking football. We're talking...
Brandon's
we're talking footy. We're talking other things. We didn't even nowhere near Philly. You know, Austin. We're staying down the Midwest, and you had to do that.
Which one of you is Embiid, and which one of you is Simmons?
He had to go ahead and do that. Well, let's wrap this up.
This podcast is over. No further questions.
The whole thing. The whole thing is over. Okay, John, well, let's hope next time we record, which, again, we've committed to doing that soon, we've got a W under our belts from Austin, and then we feel a little bit better. We just got to get a – we just need time. We need time.
Yep.
And a time and a win. That's it. That's all we need. Okay, well, I was not expecting an update to be that grim, but I knew it was going to be bad. So.
Nor that long.
Okay. Should we move on to even worse teams?
Yes. It's time. It's time once again for Wolves, Bros, and Turds.
Wolves, Bros, and Turds, and that's exactly why Chicken came onto the podcast. So,
yep.
I know I'm on Wolves rant probation here, so I won't talk about this too much. But the season starts in, I believe, 9 days, on the 20th. We're recording this on Monday, the 11th.
No.
Yeah, I think it's late October. Historically speaking, it's sometime in late October. Now you've got me a little nervous that I'm wrong. But what do you know? Why am I doubting myself? So we have to do our famous Bros and Turds and Wins segment. Do you have any questions for me before we begin? And let me just say, Chicken, your question cannot be who is on the team.
I have a question.
Google it yourself.
Because I didn't actually look this up. Are they playing 82 games this season?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Which
it matters
is
for the
insane.
Win.
It's ridiculous. Way too many games. The NBA players have just sort of taken it among themselves to just be like, nope, I'm not playing that many. I'm opting out of a bunch of those. I'll be playing 65 games. The legit players. They just all kind of pick their own number, and then they miss games strategically throughout the season. Quick aside, have the hockey goons picked up on this themselves, or are they still trying to just, like, grind out games? Do they, like, strategically, for rest, for load management, take games off?
You really got to criticize NHL guys. They really try to give an honest effort night in and night out. And it's one of the things people hate about the NHL.
Right. Idiots. Yeah, so they are still playing 82 games.
Yeah.
Yep.
58 all the other is the rules. Correct number. 58.
58, so good. Yep. Two per other team.
Yep.
Right?
Home and away.
Love that. God, I love that. Okay, should we get started on Bros and Turds?
I'm ready.
Yes.
All right, you guys are so amped. I'm just going to cut out that 7 seconds of silence in the old editing room.
sorry, let's try it again. Here we go!
So we're going to start with our bros. Because Stuart isn't here, I'm going to give him first crack. And his bro this year, he sent it through text, is Anthony Edwards. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a tough bro because he was pretty good last year. And Stu, he did bring the bro threshold to, he thinks he's going to be on the All-Star team.
Yeah, that's a high bro.
He's
what he said was he is going to be the All-Star game rep. And I think he forgot that in the NBA, every team has to have an All-Star. So it's an even higher threshold than I think he knows, but it's a good one.
Okay. So maybe that just means he's at the All-Star break. He has to have been the rep if we needed to have one. Maybe that's his threshold.
No, I think it's got
either way. Not looking
good.
He's
on the All-Star team. That's a great bro.
Yep. Otherwise a bad bro. But Anthony Edwards is now off the board. John, would you like to go second?
Sure. My bro this year is Jared Vanderbilt because I love him very much, and my threshold is that he leads the team in rebounds per 36 minutes.
Well, that threshold's pretty attainable for him. He's the only person who cares about rebounding on the entire team. So, But it's okay. It's a Jared Vanderbilt. It doesn't mean he's a bro just because of that.
He also has got to play more than 10 minutes a night. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, okay, good. I like that. I'm a fan of Jared Vanderbilt. I know his shooting range is like a layup or nothing, which is tough. But when he's on a team with Towns, it doesn't have to matter as much as other teams. So their spacing won't be as big of an issue. So
It's just
I like that one.
One of the reasons I love Vanderbilt is he's a perfect representation of one of the things about this Timberwolves team, which is that everyone on the team can do one thing really well and the other things not at all, which I just love. It's like if the Timberwolves could play nine guys at a time, they would have five competent defenders, five guys who can play offense, maybe five guys who can rebound. But when they're only allowed to play five guys, it's like, all right, we got one guy who can defend but can't shoot or rebound. We've got one guy who's amazing on offense but can't even run. We've got it's just an amazing collection of one-tool guys, and I love the mathematical reality of trying to piece together a lineup that has maybe two guys who can play defense, one guy who can rebound, and two who can shoot, because nobody can do both of those things.
Very quirky team.
Yes.
They actually would be an amazing soccer team.
Right. If you put them all together, the best. Maybe
if
the
all
best
11
team
on the. Uh-huh. Great offense, great defense.
Right.
But you have to stay on your side of the
exactly.
pitch.
The Iowa girls basketball team, where you can have three offensive players and three defensive players. Does Iowa still
yes.
do that? Is that still a thing?
Sure. I mean, we'll let Wade deal with that.
I'm
Wade
pretty sure that was true
us.
At least into the 1990s.
That's incredible. Wow. You blew my mind. Okay. Chicken, what do you got for bro?
My bro is McKinley Wright Ivy, the fourth.
McKinley Wright Ivy. Yep. Okay.
McKinley Wright the fourth.
Wow, I didn't see this coming. I think one year your bro was the driver of the bulldozer that was going to raise Target Center. So this is an improvement. This is an actual person on the roster, unless he does moonlight as that, which is very possible. I don't think it's really much money. So, and what is your threshold for one McKinley Wright the fourth?
Does not drive a bulldozer on the floor at any point.
Well, he was born October 25th, 1998.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, yep.
He's an American basketball player.
Interesting analysis you've got here.
For the Timberwolves, Minnesota Timberwolves of the National Basketball
Association.
One thing I think people overlook is he is
on a two-way contract with the Iowa Wolves. I also have Wikipedia, you son of a bitch.
And he's named after former Gophers athletic director McKinley Boston.
That's not in this.
That's
Wikipedia.
Not true.
So I mean, I mean,
grew up in Champlin, Minnesota. Champlin, Minnesota. I do think we have to give him credit. He was not really wanted by the Gophers. I don't think he's Champlin kid.
Look for that's not a Google. I'm gonna click on that link.
A different Wikipedia, like
Champlin.
A second link from Wikipedia. Yeah. Okay. So
I don't know.
Yeah, that's good. You found a guy on the roster and you read his Wikipedia page to us. That's great. That's better than you've ever done.
That's
really
actually
happy for you.
Way more
wait.
Preparation than we usually have when we talk about the Wolves. For any of us, not just you. Mm-hmm. So congratulations.
Yeah, that's true. John, you stole my bro.
I stole your bro.
Vanderbilt. You did.
All right.
Do you want my stealer?
Do you want to take my backup, bro? My backup, bro, is Naz Reid.
Yeah. I do like Naz Reid. See, I kind of have a soft spot because all of these, as you've mentioned, they're very good at one thing and they're very bad at other things, and you feel so terrible for them for being bad at the other things. You end up having it's very much a soft spot team.
Yes. You just rooting hard for everybody because they're really struggling.
I am going to go against every one of my instincts and try to will this person into being a good player this year. I'm going to go with D'Angelo Russell.
All right. And your criteria?
Who I don't like. My criteria is he
one
ends
steal
the
for
year
the season.
And people think he's an okay player again. It's a resurrection reclamation project. People try to throw him into the Ben Simmons trade, and other people are like, who? No, that guy's useless. He's worse than bad. So I think that's my, how about this? At the end, he has better advanced stats than Andrew Wiggins, who he was traded for.
Okay, I like it. He's more vaccinated than Andrew Wiggins.
Super vaxxed, yeah. Although Wiggins did fold.
Oh, he did?
Fold on that one. Yeah, he did. And just admitted, he's like, he's like, I'm not strong enough. I folded, and I got it.
One thing I think you're both overlooking about D'Angelo Russell is that he attended Central High School in Louisville, Kentucky, as a freshman in 2010-2011.
Yeah, I never thought about that. God, perchance, do you know any of his high school stats? Do you have them at your fingertips? Do you have them memorized?
He played one season before transferring to Montverde Academy in Montverde, Florida, for his sophomore season.
Sure.
Where he helped them to back-to-back high school national tournament championships. Playing alongside
Carl Anthony Towns.
Who did he play alongside
Devin
in his
Booker.
National tournament championship?
Ben Simmons.
Benjamin Simmons.
Wow, I did it without Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
And I also want to tell you...
Wait.
This is such a good bit.
Ben Simmons is Australian?
It sure is. He's extremely Australian.
Are you horse fucking me?
Yeah, you should. Just Google, watch a video interview with him. He's got a very good Australian accent. Incredible to see. He does. Are you serious?
He's from Melbourne, Australia.
Oh my goodness.
G'day, mate. Uh-huh.
What?
That's right. I mean, you can watch videos. Unless he's a really good actor.
And Wikipedia is full of shit.
It's possible.
It's been out there.
You're not breaking news.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he's a real... I don't even know how to describe Ben Simmons these days.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're hearing it on the...
He's remarkably die like wrestling an alligator?
He did. He died wrestling an alligator. You do have the same guy. Yep. That's exactly right.
Holy shit.
Sounds like he's playing cricket for South Australia in the Sheffield Shield.
Oh, my God. Jonathan.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've advocated for the Ben Simmons trade yet or not. I don't know if you've taken a position on one side or the other, but I'm going to give you some information.
All right.
That will completely change your life. It will change not just your mind. It will change your life.
All right, here we go.
According to Wikipedia, as a teenager, Ben Simmons was torn between his two loves, basketball and Australian rules football.
Made in a lab for John to love him.
He eventually decided to focus on basketball.
Australian rules football.
What the fuck?
No wonder Joel Embiid hates him.
It's quirky. Wow.
Huh.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I had no idea that Ben Simmons was Australian. Absolutely none.
I didn't know. If you didn't know, then I had no damn shot.
No, Chicken, I do forgive you for this. John, I'm mildly surprised.
Huh. Listen, I sleep through every Vikings game. How am I going to know what nationality Ben Simmons is?
You're right. It's perfectly coincided with you being a parent. It's not like he's LeBron or something. So okay. I forgive you.
If he had had the good sense to be Australian before 2016, I would have known about it. But
that's right. He was Australian too late. Yep. I get it. Okay, let's move on to turds and then wrap this baby up. Stu, I'm gonna have to do this from memory because I don't feel like pulling up my text messages. But please help me out. I believe his turd he chose was the head coach, Chris Finch, who he believes will be in prison.
He said he would be fired for embezzling from the Taylor Corporation. So,
okay, so fired is a best-case scenario, prison worst case. So
prison
his turd threshold is needs to be fired for criminal activity.
Right.
An extremely high bar.
You got to give
Although,
some credit.
Wouldn't shock us.
As the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, he doesn't do half measures.
No, he goes all in. And you know what? After the Gilda Radner kerfuffle earlier, I suppose you do have to continue having the bar raised for executives of the Wolves. Nothing would shock us at this point. That would certainly not shock me in any sense. I'd be impressed that Stu figured it out, but not shocked. Shock's not the right word. Okay, John, you're up. Who's your turd?
All right, my turd is the guy they got in the Rubio trade, Tom Prince. And my criteria is that he is not on the team at the end of the season.
Yep. That's a very good turd and a very good criteria, and you have nailed his name. His name is Tom Prince.
Tom Prince. Former Twins catcher.
Yep, still has a mustache.
Former.
Still has a mustache. And he still wears the helmet with no ear flaps.
Yes.
He can't be too careful these days.
Ear flaps are for babies.
That's right. Okay, Chicken, what do you got? Are you going to say McKinley Wright the fourth again?
Is that who I said?
That's who you said for the bro. Yeah, we'd like to kindly ask you to choose a different
Mark
person.
Lure.
The owner? Perfect.
See the owner.
Mark Lurie? Okay.
Yeah. Wait, is he the owner?
Yes.
He's the owner with A-Rod.
And the criteria is fired for embezzling from the Taylor Corporation.
Also fired for cause. Maybe he's trying to. He's one of these chickens. You're going to hate this guy. He's trying to. He's one of these weirdos who's trying to like invent a new city, like in the desert.
Yeah. Now I know what you're talking about. I just Googled it and there was a name on the thing. It's not. He's not even a player. Leandro Bulmaro.
Okay.
Oh, that's actually a good pick.
Yep.
Now, he's not expected to be any good, so I'm going to need to have a pretty good threshold here.
That seems like a great turd pick.
She's already turd-like coming into the season. How bad is it going to get, in your opinion, for Mr. Leandro Bulmaro?
Give us a number a number of games played threshold.
Okay. Well, as somebody who was selected by the New York Knicks with the 23rd overall pick in the 2020 NBA draft and traded to the Timberwolves.
That's right.
I don't know. 83.
He plays less than 83 games this year. He's a turd. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I actually am okay with that. Yep. Okay, so my turd is going to be... I'm going to go with Malik Beasley.
He's not still on the effing team.
He is.
How long has he been on the team?
He just got out of jail. He's feeling revived. just 120 days in the old... Is it workhouse? Is that what they call it?
Well, that's in between... Jalen, yeah, and
that's
where
he was. He was there.
Huh.
He spent a few months doing that, trying to work himself back into shape, and he's doesn't seem to be in shape right now. I hate taking the preseason as much of anything, and they're actually playing right now as we're recording, which is a little bit dangerous. But you know, even he has to be. He doesn't really do anything, like John said, except shoot threes. And if he just loses by a few percentage points, he's pretty much useless as a player. I'm worried he may become useless as a player, so that's my turd. And I hope I'm wrong about him as well.
I know I was joking around a lot, blah, blah, blah. Did there used to be a guy named Beasley on the Timberwolves like a million years ago?
Michael Beasley.
Yeah.
Yes. That was probably 10 years ago.
That's why I'm confused. That's why I thought there's no damn way that guy's still on the team.
No, Malik Beasley is the new guy we traded for a couple years ago, and next door there was a parade of homes going on, and someone parked in front of his house, and he pulled a gun on them and said, get off his property.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the old
parade of homes.
Yeah, no, the old POH. No, I think
We call that move the old Chicken Finger 69 right there.
The POH range. Right. Yeah. Like
yep. The get off my property move.
Sure. That's right. Yeah. No, I can't. Parade of homes I have in my neighborhood. So, yeah. I can't. Those yellow signs just are littered.
Oh, the traffic.
This place.
Oh, yeah. The traffic. Jeez. Oh,
yep.
Every weekend.
How high would that number have to be? Like, have you ever seen a parade of homes with four digits on the sign? That's how many numbers they'd have to be out this far. Number 7,840. The people are just grizzled. It's just an encyclopedia of homes.
Look like the Jodes going to find work.
I'm sorry, we got off track.
Michael Beasley. Malik Beasley is my new one. Yeah. And I just think he's just going to be, I know we don't really need a threshold necessarily. He's like maybe under 35% three. It's kind of a boring one. It's really hard to say a guy like him. He just generally is going to suck. And he's generally been like pretty decent for the other years. That's my sad prediction. Okay. How about wins? Stu gave us nothing. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to get back to him on that. John, what about you?
41.
41. You're back.
Yep. You're
back to being bullish. I love it. So good. Okay, Chicken, what about you? Remember, there are 82 games.
I got to stick with 83.
83 wins. Yep.
Feels right.
It does feel right. I'm going to go with 36.
36?
So pessimistic.
36. Yeah.
Why can't Pretty you guys much... just get on board with 83 wins this season?
I'm actually optimistic for Vegas concerns because I think last time I saw they were like at 34, 35 wins. So I'm not actually going to bet on that. I bet the under pretty much every single year. I might stay away this year.
What seed would that typically be in the playoffs?
Kind of depends. It probably put them somewhere between like the 10th and 12th seed. You know, maybe sneak into that play. They do the play-in rounds now.
Are there seriously 12 teams that go to the playoffs in each thing?
Six go to the playoffs, and then seeds 7, 8, 9, and 10 do a little best of three to get to be the 7 and 8 seeds. So technically 8 go to the playoffs just like they always used to, but now they've taken the two guaranteed playoff teams and two non-guaranteed and make them play a little play-in game, which is a little silly but also kind of fun.
Only
the other two then, who lose, are they eliminated from...
From the league.
Yeah, they get relegated to the Iowa 3-on-3 league.
Oh.
Yeah. So, that's how that works. But it'll be fun. They should probably... I know nobody asked me. I'll go quick. If Cat stays healthy, they should be at least competitive all year. And if he doesn't, it'll be a disaster. And that's really kind of... Everything else is kind of working at the margins. Edwards hopefully will be really good, but could take a step back. D'Lo, Malik. There's a bunch... They're very deep, but they're not like... They're not top heavy. So it's all really... It's all on Towns' shoulders. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm more excited than last year and the previous year. For the past few years, it's fine. They seem like they could be generally competent. We'll see how it goes. They'll get relegated. They'll be the first team to ever get relegated. I know that's going to happen now.
How many times has Karl Anthony Towns played? How many times has he not gotten injured?
He was not injured at all. I think I would say
there's a chance.
Yeah. He's probably played in the league for like 6 years, and four of them he was very healthy, and two of them he was not. It was just the last 2 years is when he wasn't. And they weren't like ACL or Achilles or anything where it was like, is he ever going to be the same person? I think there was a wrist involved and some other things as well that seemed not necessarily fluky, but not like career threatening. So he should be good to go. We'll see. I'm sure he won't. Okay, that was fun. No. Any parting words?
None.
Go away.
Nothing. Good Chicken, segment. It was so good to hear your voice again, my friend. It's been too long. And John, you know, it was fine to hear from you too. But Chicken, really a real, real pleasure. The pleasure is all on this side of the table here.
Thanks for having me. This is fun.
Of course.
We could talk... Glad Let's we could talk do this loons again soon. And wolves.
Yeah, thanks so much.
No, that was too. Good.
Oh, we got late breaking news. Stu's prediction for number of wolves wins, 33.
Larry
Bird.
Okay, I've got it written down for the record. I cannot wait to go back and look at these. It can't possibly be any worse than our Bros and Turds for the Twins. That was horrifying. Oh, my God.
I'm surprised Stu didn't just pick Jorge Polanco for his turd for the Wolves, too.
That was, oh my God, the worst.
Yeah, double down. He's got to be bad at some point. Maybe he's bad at basketball. Okay, cool. Well, let's sign off. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll hopefully see you and talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.